This is the Creative Sports Podcast.
My name is Justin Peterson.
And joining me are Brock Rahm and Garrett Wright.
I'm sorry, I just totally blanked on my question, and I'm totally going to make us edit this part in post. Oh my gosh.
We've talked about working directly with athletes before, but what is it like to work with agents and high-profile football clients? Today we have CAA Football Director of Video, Micaiah Smith, to help us understand his role in adding value to players on the CAA roster.
Okay. All right, here we go. Three, two.
Do you want to do time that is?
Oh, shit. Dude, it's been so long. time dot is, JP, let's do it at 35. No rust on that one. That was perfect clap. Perfect timing.
Right on.
All right, here we go.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Garrett Wright. I want to start out with a big thank you to APM Music for donating the tracks we use on this podcast. Also, a reminder that this podcast is an extension of the sports creative community on Slack. So if you're hearing this and not a member of that community yet, you should head over to sportscreativeslack.com and sign up for free.
Excited to be joined today by Micaiah Smith. Micaiah is the director of video for CAA Football, which is a creative artist agency. That's correct, right? Creative artist agency, right, Micaiah?
Yep.
Yeah. So Micaiah kind of works on a side of the industry that at least I've always been interested in. I've never really been a part of the agent relations side. And I think same is true for a lot of our listeners. So why don't we start at the very, very top, Micaiah? And talk about CAA, what they do and who they represent, like overall, and then filter that down to your position. Cause I think that people will be surprised at what CAA is and what specifically they do.
Yeah. So, man, it was super interesting because like when I first got here, it was a lot of learning just to not only in the football group, but what CAA does, from an entertainment side. To then you get into the sports division and then you get into the individual sports. But I know that the company, you know, they rep any and all talent, the biggest sector I've heard. I haven't been out to L.A. I can't wait to go. But is the Hollywood division. So, you know, working in, with actors and actresses and producers, directors, really anything and everything. And you got music. Any other forms of entertainment. I think we have a couple comedians on staff, models. And, you know, once you get down to sports, it's a bunch of different sports groups. You got basketball, baseball, us, of course, and football. And then really it's a ton of other sports. I don't know the exact number, but, you know, I haven't met all of them yet. I just got an opportunity actually we had our football retreat a couple weeks ago. So we went and had like, you know, breakout sessions and, you know, just talking about the goals of the group and things like that recently. So that was a good opportunity for me to meet everybody and kind of learn more about what we do. It's been really great. And, you know, it's super expansive just as all of the things that CAA does. You know, you just every day I find out something new that we're involved in or have a hand in. So it's really exciting to be a part of the company.
So CAA, kind of an overall representation groups for actresses, artists, athletes. Your role at CAA Football as director of video and creating content, what does that look like? Is it you working individual with individual athlete clients? Is it you working on overall CAA promo material? What's that general day-to-day like?
So, yeah, we're a new group. We call it the Creative Hub. It's Chris Liskowitz and myself. We're fairly new. I got here last October, so I'm kind of on my 1 year. And Chris got here just shortly after that. But what we like to, you know, think of what we do is we want to just, first of all, we're kind of like college. Everything that we do has like a recruiting kind of undertone to it, if you will, because that's the most important thing. We want to be able to sign high level talent and facilitate the agents and whatever they need to be able to do that. That's our role. But from our standpoint day to day, you know, we try to definitely social is a big thing that we like to be able to put our voice and brand out there so that people can see kind of what CAA is about from a different lens. Just from, you know, you're not always hearing it from, you don't really know, like if we weren't on social putting stuff out there that we're doing. You know, you might not know like what an agent's doing, who we're signing and stuff like that. So we try to do that. And from a client servicing standpoint, so the guys that are on our NFL rosters, just showing them love on social, being kind of like a we're not exactly a team account, but we try to do that, have our own roster and kind of act as if we were a team, like one of the NFL team accounts. And then you get into the recruiting side, you know, like I said, just facilitating the agents and whatever we can, whether that's player decks. I know their meetings are a really big piece for them to, you know, just sell the brand and sell how we can help athletes in the next step of their journey. So whatever they need to facilitate that, I know, you know, from a video standpoint, one of the bigger videos that we've done the last year was the class announcement video. So once we sign all the guys, I went out and filmed them training. So that's another client servicing thing, because I can hit that in twofold. But, you know, we use that footage in a video where we'll, you know, kind of showcase the class that we signed that year and the success of it. So it's really just, you know, putting a kind of visual brand identity out there of what CAA does and what we, you know, what we can offer to people, to the athletes that we're trying to sign.
I always thought the way CAA recruited was they just went to people and said, well, we represent the president of the United States, right? You look at like the client list and it's like, you know, if you're bored sometime, go look at CAA's, you know, client list, because it's anybody and everybody in Hollywood, politics, sports. So your journey to CAA used to be with University of South Carolina. You were with Alabama. Kind of talk about that, your background, how you started and what brought you to CAA football.
Yeah, man. I think this is probably one of my favorite things. Like, it's probably my favorite thing to talk about in my career, just because it's a real testament to, like, you never know when you meet someone how it's going to come full circle. And I feel like every relationship that I've been lucky enough to have in my career thus far has, every time, it's come full circle for me. So when I was at Alabama, I was a student, worked under Matt Lang and Tony Turnquist as a student mainly, and then they moved on to Texas and done some great things at Alabama and Texas. And then Jonathan King came in, but at Alabama, it was our boss at the time, Jonathan and myself, his name was Ed Marinowitz, and he hired me when I graduated. So built a relationship with Ed, and obviously Jonathan is really one of my great friends in the industry. And then that's where I also met Chris Leskowitz for the first time. We started working together. That was in 2017. The three of us were working together. But Ed gave me my first job out of college, Ed and Jonathan. And then when I moved on from Alabama in 2018, I went to South Carolina with Justin King, who I had met at Alabama as well. So that was another kind of full circle thing. I met him while he was at AL.com, kind of built just a friendship, you know, just talking and I think just keeping up with each other. And, you know, when he had an opening at South Carolina, he called me and that opened up a opportunity for me to join his staff there. And it was a great experience in South Carolina. I learned a whole lot. I worked with great creatives from Justin to Andrew Stewart. I had a lot of run-ins with Austin Kuhn. And then lastly, Justin Law was really big, and Alex Grant is a multitude of people that were there that were really helpful. But and then, you know, last, I would say towards the end of fall camp last year, Ed gave me a call and he said he had moved on to CAA after a couple years ago. And he called and said they had a opening. They wanted to build the creative staff out with a video person and a graphic side too. So, and I had known about what CAA did from a creative standpoint, because when Ben Miller was there a couple years ago, we're pretty close. He's at Washington now. But so I just kind of did some research and, you know, I trusted Ed from the relationship that we had. And he kind of just sold me on, you know, being able to come in and kind of build a team with someone that I was familiar with Chris. We were trying to get him to hop on board. So that was really fun. And just to be able to do something different in the sports space that was really unique. I think that in the agency space that I've found, it's really awesome to be able to see guys transition from the collegiate realm to the NFL space. It's almost like, you know, you're kind of seeing them go from, you know, in college, just much more. You see a guy come from a high school senior, a college freshman, and see him, you know, transform into a hopefully an NFL athlete. But Seeing them go from that you know, rookie in college to see how they do early on in their career, it's just really awesome. It's been a ton of fun, and I really, really like where we are right now and where we're headed. So,
man, if Garrett was here, he'd be talking about networking, right?
Yeah,
he would go crazy for that. So I guess I'm curious, since you were at Alabama, South Carolina, what did you learn from those different stops about how different people work and operate that you've maybe brought with you to CAA, even though you're coming back to work with some of the same people that you'd worked with earlier in your career?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it was constant growth. I think that the person I really, and I mean, Jonathan King really taught me so much about just the, like, how to be a professional. I think, you know, it was more so just trying to find yourself and find like your workflow. So I think that I had to kind of develop how I was going to be as a creative and how I was going to, you know, what is my style, what is my techniques and my workflow and things like that. So I really learned that at Alabama, how to really challenge myself to get better year in and year out. And I think learning how other people work in South Carolina was really big for that, because it was a lot of people in the creative office. So we had, you know, Justin and then all these different creatives. So it was just great to just work with a lot of different people and see how they did stuff. And I could take little things that they did and implement it into my arsenal. So I think that was really a big thing that from working with people, just learning from people, you know, like I never stop asking questions. I think Andrew Stewart and Justin Law, I asked them the most questions about what they did, just because, you know, if I see something that I like that you do, I'll just ask you about it and try to keep learning. And I think that's really an important thing, just to help evolve. Like, you know, you feed off the other people that are around you. And I think that was something that I really took from the places that I've been. And now here, linking back up with Chris, that was one thing we did at Alabama and one thing we continue to do now. We really, like, we'll challenge each other even with stuff. I'll send him a video and he'll have a bunch of notes for me. And he's, you know, he just, yeah, come from a consumer lens. So that's really nice from that standpoint too, because, you know, he doesn't really make videos, but he knows what he likes and what his son likes in a video. So it's really nice to just learn from different people, you know, just to keep on adding to your tool belt. And I think that's, you know, probably the biggest thing I've learned over the years.
Is there a reason why you got into sports? You obviously started at Alabama, but were you an athlete growing up, or did you start off going, I want to be in sports production, or did you start off in some other way?
So I play football, and I love football ever since I was a kid. And I always tell people I was a little different. So I played football, but I knew I wasn't good enough to play it at a high level. So I think I understood that probably playing high school ball was probably the peak for me. But even in Little League, I remember after my Little League team, we went into Florida and won like the Division II national championship or something. I begged my mom, I said, can you buy the coach's film so that I can put music under it and just cut it up and put all the good plays in, you know? And that was really where I got my start. And I think that in high school, when I knew that this was what I wanted to do in the space that I wanted to be in, I actually, my friend showed me Tavon Austin's highlight tape. And it's like, it is like one of the bigger high player highlight tapes from college that I've seen on YouTube. I think Dougie Dog, I can't remember his last name, but, and I just fell in love with that video watching it. And I would watch all these videos of, you know, if it was an ESPN, their college football, like year end wrap up montages. I love those. But really I fell in love with just storytelling and player highlights. I think I just really loved that. And it was a way for me to stay connected to the game. And me and my friend, one of my best friends in high school, we started taking more seriously after my junior season. I tore my ACL in the playoffs. And so my senior season, I wasn't able to play. And so me and my friend, we bought cameras and we went to every single game, went to practices, filmed them. And then we would put out like a game recap, similar to what we do now, not as nearly as a high level, but that's really where I fell in love with it. And I was like, man, I could do this. You know, it didn't matter if I got paid for it. We didn't get anything out of it except for, you know, we just wanted the school to see it and show everybody, you know, hey, we did a video of the team and their success. So that's where I really got my start and fell in love with it.
So as you transitioned to this new kind of two-person department in CAA football, what was that like coming into a place? I always find it interesting when you have to build something from nothing, right? Especially at a place like CAA that didn't have anything before or didn't really do this type of work. What was that process like when you came in and there was kind of this blank canvas of, we didn't have this before, but now we do. And what was that process like?
Absolutely. I think the number one goal for us was to just show the football group what we could do and to show them that if we grow it, it can be a little bit more, right? So I think that was, we just started off with wanting to show them that we can make an impact, not only in recruiting, but also on our social footprint, what other people see of CA football. And I think that as we focused on that over the past year or so, it's really made an impact. I think that it kind of came full circle for us at the retreat, just because the agents, you know, could tell us face to face, like, hey, this really made a difference. And that was kind of special. It was nice to hear that. And I think that, you know, Chris and I, that we really, it kind of gave us that fuel to keep on going and kind of tell you that, you know, you're doing something right. It was really easy for us, though, because easy for us in a sense that we had already worked together. We built a rapport with one another at Alabama. So we work really well together. We kind of, like I said earlier, we feed off of each other. And we just, the goal was to put a brand identity, which I think Chris did a great job of CA football. I think, you know, if you look at the social channels, you can see the same brand standards, whether it's from, you know, Twitter header to the Instagram icon, to the highlights on Instagram, to the videos that we put out. You'll see the same brand standards everywhere. And that carries over in recruiting as well. And I think that's really important. And we wanted to establish a baseline this year for what we're going to do moving forward. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And we're excited about what year two looks like.
When you're starting a brand, kind of has the ocean feel to it, right? You can go all sorts of different ways. Are there certain things that you guys honed in on and tried to establish so that you had a framework of which both you and Chris were working off of?
Yes. Earlier, like I said, when Ben Miller was here, he did a great job of, you know, kind of doing some groundwork. So when we came in, it wasn't all bare bones. We had some stuff in place. I know that one of the agents, one of the brand activations, as we call it, they would always say the best deserve the best. So you'll see that carry across the social channels, and we try to play that up. And just, you know, since we at CAA, we take pride in repping the best athletes and clients and doing that. So we try to carry that over into the social. So everything you'll see the best deserve the best, or hashtag TBDTB. It's a little long, but and we just try to do that just to establish that groundwork. But like I said, that some of that stuff was here before, just because the organization was already so flushed out. They had a lot of stuff for us to work with and bounce off of. And it made it a little bit easier, you know, just because Chris got in there and he put some his graphical magic on there, and he's a wizard, man. And it was just nice to go from there. So
how do you guys decide what's on brand, or is there something that you see that you go, that's not us, and that's not something that we would do? How do you determine that?
Yeah, I think it's just it's really, you know, working with the agents and trying to see what they want the brand to look like. So just staying within the guidelines that they kind of set. And if there's stuff that they want us to stay away from or stuff that they want us to pub, because I think working with a company that is so established, there's certain things that they're comfortable doing and certain things that they're not comfortable doing. And it's kind of like, honestly, it's kind of like Alabama in a sense, you know, like, you know, Coach Saban has a certain way that he does that. And I think does things. And I think that, you know, Jimmy Sexton is kind of the same way in Tory Dandy. They have a, you know, a way that they like to do things at the top. And we try to abide by that. So I think that, you know, once we met with them and kind of heard their vision for what CA football was and what we would represent and kind of like the voice we wanted to put out, it was kind of just going from there, just trying to stay on those guidelines and making sure that we do the right things from that front. But I would definitely say working with them and just, you know, asking questions about, you know, well, how do we want to talk about, you know, if a guy on a roster, you know, is renegotiating a contract, think like Josh Allen just signed a huge contract. It was really awesome to have that happen. But how do we want to promote that? How do we want to, you know, go about talking about that and you know, moving forward in that way? So it's just nice that we had the background at a place like Alabama. And I think transitioning to a football group like CAA is kind of similar, you know.
I'm sorry, I just totally blanked on my question. Oh my gosh, because I had the brand question and then JP asked it and I was like, that's a really good question. That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Sorry, yeah, no, because I was just thinking of, man, you have so many different people on your roster, right? They're not all with the same team that I didn't know if that meant that you explore different for different guys, you know, and how all that works. So
yeah, it's definitely different for from guy to guy. Like we will and it's different because we rep different people for different things. So you know, every client is not a 360 client, so we don't rep them for contracts or marketing. So it's definitely different from that standpoint, and that's where the communication comes in, right? So like just getting with the agents and making sure that we're doing the right things and covering the right stuff, because it can get kind of tricky in there a little bit, but we've done a good job of talking through it so far. So
that was it. And what I kind of want to transition to there is, how often are you working with individual clients and athletes for your material? I know there's a lot of hype edits, a lot of footage. How do you go about A, sourcing that footage, and then B, working with that client if you are working with an athlete directly on something?
Yeah. So in year one, working directly with clients was probably, that's probably the biggest focus for year two. To improve on or do more of. But we did have in February, I went to 4 different cities in like 5 days. And I went to, and it was with the rookie class. So that's where we get the most, you know, interaction with. And I filmed them at the training and really got to know them and build relationships with them. And, you know, we filmed them and took photos of them and sent them those photos to kind of push out. And they're really excited because they just signed with us. You know, they're training for the NFL draft. So that was really nice. And what that really does is we're able to, you know, that puts a base for the relationship building that Chris and I'll do. And we also reach out to guys on social all the time. So like Chris does one thing that I really love. It's like a playlist. So like he'll do a game day playlist, a Sunday game day. And we'll reach out to, you know, maybe 5-10 guys and ask them, hey, what are your favorite 3 songs that you listen to before the game? And they'll give feedback and we'll use that in a playlist, put it in a playlist and then put it out on social for, you know, fans to listen to and send it out to their different, you know, like fan bases and try to get it going. It's really like something just to show them love and really build relationships. But we really work with them a lot via social. But coming into the new year, hopefully this off season, I'll be able to fly out a lot more and film our different athletes, because we have so many great athletes on the roster that, you know, training footage in the off season it kind of takes over social. I know, like, if you see Derrick Henry doing a freaky workout, that'll go everywhere. So we're trying to focus on that a little bit more and, you know, just to do more of that client service and stuff. But we're kind of getting our footing last year. So, but we definitely put that on the radar of the agents to do a little bit more of, because it provided a lot of value doing that with our rookies. We still use that stuff that we got today. And those relationships are really invaluable also. So
I think what's interesting about this is just a side of the industry that a lot of sports creatives don't get to see. And B, on top of that, like you said, this is new for CAA to do this type of stuff. So, it's hard for me to know what to ask sometimes, but I find it all super interesting, because I've just never dabbled on the agent's representation side of things.
It's definitely new. Like it's different for us too, because when we got in, you're coming from a collegiate standpoint. Like everything that we did was, you know, promoted from how we would do in college. So you promote games the same way you would, and a lot of it translates as well. So, like doing the class release video, that was kind of like a national signing day thing. I kind of, you know, we promoted that as a national signing day. So we did on social, every guy would get an individual post about his signing to CAA. And then we would follow it up with a video of the whole class. And the same with the draft, we try to approach it as if we're a collegiate team. So that if you look back at our draft, every guy got his own draft post. And it was a video that we were actually able to, you know, work with Justin Law, who I worked with at South Carolina. We actually contracted him out to help us out with some of the motion. And it was just nice to collaborate and do those things. So it a lot of it is different. But from the creative standpoint, we really attack it as if we are back at Alabama, or in, you know, we're pubbing Alabama or any other college team or any NFL team, because, you know, we have so many guys on our roster. We basically have a full NFL roster or college roster. So we try to do it that way.
So primarily, you know, it really feels like you're on the, you know, you're really working with known footage, editing pieces, putting stuff together, right? I say known footage and like sourced footage, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have your own equipment if you had to go out and shoot something? Do you guys freelance out some of that work? How does that relationship work? Or do you even do a ton of that right now?
Yeah, so actually we do. We have a kind of like a versatile DSLR. We have the Sony A7 III, and it's pretty good. I like it. We probably could update it just to get some more, you know, there's endless cameras out there. And that's one thing I do miss about being in the collegiate space is that you're always, you know, filming and stuff like that. And we don't really do too much with it, but it was really handy to have that camera because I could do both video and photo with it. But we do, when I do get the opportunity, I try to do, you know, I have my own personal camera that I'll take too as a backup. But we do have the ability to rent. I actually went and filmed the game last year and you know, we rented a FS7 just to kind of keep it the look of it wanted to be really good. So they're willing to do that. They, you know, see the value in it. If we're gonna cover our guys like that, that, you know, they want to have the best stuff. So we can rent. Hopefully, here moving forward, as we do more, we'll upgrade our camera equipment. I know that we've been buying stuff. I finally got, you know, a tripod and a mic to do interviews, because at the retreat, we actually did some videos for the agents just to kind of give them how you would a coach. So like, if you want to, it was called Meet the Agent, but, you know, we just kind of did an interview about themselves and, you know, what they see CAA as and what their philosophy was on repping people. And it was really good. I think that piece will be really helpful in the recruiting, because you can send that to a parent. They can just see, you know, really connect with somebody and get to know them on a different level. Is the same way a coach would when they have to go into it, like someone's living room and but they don't know them at first. You can shoot them a video and they can get to know you ahead of time. So I think that we just try to attack it that way. And the stuff that we have right now is does a really good job. But as we move forward and do a little bit more, I'm definitely going to be looking to upgrade.
Yeah, I think the background of working with agents and trying to help them close clients, that sounds like that's a big part of your job. So I guess, can you give us a little bit more insight into what kind of deliverables you help create in addition to the ones that you were just explaining, trying to help the agents close clients?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the meeting is a big thing. You know, if you are meeting with parents or, you know, in the time that you can meet with prospective clients, I think that that's probably a big thing. So like decks, sending them, you know, just some stuff, materials that tells them about CAA. It's kind of like a recruiting pitch, but we want to make it look really good and have those brand standards. And then another thing is just once we do sign a guy, I think that showing them that what we can offer them, what we can offer a prospect from a social standpoint. So, you know, as soon as we sign a guy, I'll make a video for him. I'll reach out to, you know, whatever school he went to and say, hey, we signed this guy. Can we get some footage and some footage of him? And a lot of schools have been super helpful. And that's how I get a lot of stuff. And we really try to start servicing them right away, right when they sign. You know, we don't do too much on the front end as far as like really helping that agent. I think that, you know, building the relationship with them and trying to land them is you know, that's something they're really, really good at. We just try to facilitate. Hey, if you need any materials that you think would help, you know, the parents understand. And a big part for video is I, you know, put together all the videos of like our current roster and what we do for them. So like marketing videos, like all the different ads that we've had our athletes a part of, just showing like everything that we can do for an athlete and to help them, you know, make it as easy as possible for them to build their brand, to you know, succeed on the field, to understand the business of football. I think that that's our job, like to kind of help, you know, just propel that message that the agents send out and just put it in a, you know, whether it's on social or in a meeting or in a video that we'll show at a meeting. I think that's really the most important thing that we probably do.
So when it comes to your skill set, are you more focused on editing since, as you were just talking about earlier, it's you're basically using found footage. And is that something that you're really interested in to focus in?
Yeah, I've definitely edited more in the last year than I have probably ever. It's nice. I definitely miss filming, and I try to still do it on the side. And when I do get opportunities to film CA athletes, I try to take advantage of it and really plan it. That's one thing I think that that this has allowed me to do. When I do have a shoot coming up, I have a lot of time to prepare for it, so I can really map out what we want to do. And you know, even learning from last year's trip, I know like, okay, now instead of doing it in 4 days, I need to do it in 2 weeks because, you know, guys are training and they're doing different stuff on different days. I can't be leaving on the day that they're doing really good stuff. So it's just, you know, I definitely edit a ton, especially during the season, you know, just putting together stuff like weekly recaps of what our guys are doing in the league, things like that, or just showing, you know, what all the things that we do in from training to pre-draft to the NFL draft. I know that was a lot of stuff, you know, in that time period. There's a lot of editing going on because you just have different athletes. I know for Pro Day, we covered all of our athletes and what they were doing in Pro Day. And so it's just a lot of editing, but it's fun, you know, just trying to find different unique ways to cover the athletes that we have since we're not filming them directly all the time. But like I said, moving forward, hopefully that in the offseason, we'll be able to do a lot more this year with, you know, getting out with the guys and finding where they're training at, going and meeting them and building those relationships and filming them. So can't wait to get my hands back on the camera and get out there and do that, because I definitely miss that aspect of it.
Do you have any editing tips or things that you've learned to improve your process?
Yes, definitely. I would say the best thing that I do when I start a new video is I open an old project and I have, like, you know, I'll have the same, all my the tags and everything, have that in there, and it makes it just trying to be as efficient as possible. So if I have a plan of what I'm doing, I have different projects for different things. So if I'm doing a reel, like I can open a project and it has everything that I need pretty much already ready to go. I can just start dropping clips on the timeline so I can really get in and out of it kind of quickly. And I think that's just what I learned to do for everything. So I have different projects for Instagram videos, whether it's, you know, Instagram tall, Instagram stories, whether your traditional 16:9 videos. I think that just being efficient is the thing that I've learned the most, just to, you know, keep things, the similar things. I try to make it to where I can put that on a video as quickly as possible. And then I can spend the rest of my time finding, you know, clips of guys and whatever I need to spend a lot of time though, but cutting out all the extra time of, you know, doing the same stuff, you know, that is going to be there every video. I try to have everything ready, pre-made, so that I can open a project and I know that all that stuff that I need to have on a video is going to be there, and everything that is new to that video is what I can just focus on.
You mentioned different formatting. Have you seen anything from when you started at Alabama to today that has changed within your trajectory of how things are shot, edited, posted on social, anything along those lines?
Yeah, I definitely, I think that, so I remember being in Alabama and Instagram, you could only post a 15-second video. And then when that changed, you know, I think I personally, I went from, oh, I can't, I'm so glad I can post longer videos, like a minute or 30 seconds. And now I've slowly worked myself down to getting closer to 20 seconds is like a video. So I think that as like the attention spans of, you know, people scrolling on social, we don't have their attention, but for so long, especially being CAA football, we definitely learned that you know, we stuff that we do should be short, quick, and even for recruiting, trying to get stuff as short as possible because you never know what they're going to be doing when you send them some stuff or a video. So I try to make stuff as short as possible. And I think, you know, like Vine or not Vine, sorry, that shows my like TikTok and Reels. I definitely think that those, that's something that we've transitioned to. A lot of the videos that we do now, or especially on Instagram or Reels and TikToks, and it can just be a guy like Patrick Surtain. He's one of our rookie cornerbacks making his first pick six. And we try to, you know, like everybody else, post that on Reels because it just gets so much more reach. And we want as many people to see CAA football as possible. So I definitely think that, you know, I used to think over time, I was like, I love making longer videos. I'm a long form guy. I love documentaries. And so like, I remember at Alabama wanted to make a 10-minute documentary of Terrell Lewis. And now I'm like, yeah, with CAA, we might do one or two of those. But for the most part, everything else is, you know, 20, 30-second videos. So that's probably the biggest shift I've seen just timing-wise. And but from a videography standpoint, we try to kind of do a lot of similar things, you know, just really beautiful videography if we can find it or if I shoot it myself. Especially with the class video, like I said, I go back to that because that was like the one thing that I filmed this year that I was kind of proud of. So we just tried to, you know, put as much beautiful shots in there of our guys that we could do, that we could find. So we went to the beach with Trey Lance, and he was the quarterback for the 49ers right now. And, you know, going to these different training facilities, trying to film these guys, you know, in just nice settings so that we can have that stuff that will last. But that's pretty much similar, but definitely the timing and different formats and, you know, spaces that this consumer is going to see it. We definitely pay attention to that a lot.
What do rookies like in content and social media? Is there something that you've seen that you're just like, I don't know how we got here, but this is kind of a thing now and we're going to run with it?
Yeah. So our rookies are awesome. I really like the entire class. They all like engage with our stuff. They talk to us if we talk to them on social, and not just the rookies, but all of our clients love the Madden ratings. So Chris was doing that and they absolutely love them. They eat them up. And you know, Tyrann Mathieu, he always reposts his Madden ratings. He's a really good player. So his rating is really good. But even a couple of days ago, we put up a reel of our rookies just in Madden, just scoring touchdowns, just the ones that we could, you know, find and do. So, and they love that. And, you know, and people love it as well. So it's like, I think that Madden, since it's such a, you know, the ratings is such a big talking point in sports right now, especially leading up to the release of the game. I think we kind of, once we saw that our athletes kind of, you know, they would repost it and gravitate towards that. That was one thing that we were like, yeah, we want to keep on doing that. It's a nice touch point with our athletes and they seem to always love it. So we'll even do the week to week updates throughout the season. We did that. Chris would do those. So like if Julio Jones goes from like a 90 overall to a 93, because he's had a good string of weeks, we'll put that out. And you know, people really like that, but we've definitely seen that and just trying to follow the trends of what's going on. That's something that we really like to do. But I think that the Madden ratings were probably the biggest things. And the playlist was also a good engagement piece as well with the rookies. They liked that a whole lot.
Makai, is there anything we missed that you wanted to add?
I can't really. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of it. It's just, you know, just we're learning as we go. So, yeah, it's kind of, I'll be able to tell you a whole lot more in year two than I can tell you right now, obviously. But it's been awesome. It's been a fun ride so far. Like I said, the meeting with everybody, and since we did start in COVID, that was something that was a unique challenge for us, because you're kind of, one thing I was telling Chris, it's awesome, like meeting people and putting names to avatars. So names and faces to avatars, because people look really different from email avatars. You know, like, I'm like, you're okay. So that was really fun. And just kind of getting into a new space. I think it's a growing space too. The, you know, agency side, I think other agencies are, and other agencies have been doing this for a while. It's just kind of, you know, they've been a little bit more quiet. I think it's waking up and it's kind of becoming more like a collegiate, you know, especially on social, like the agencies are just being more vocal and, you know, hiring creatives. That's a really good thing to see. So I'm really excited to be, you know, kind of not one of the first ones, but just involved in the early stages of what this is and excited to see where it goes. I think that it's a really unique space, and I'm just excited to learn as much as I can about it. And really, it changed my perception of, you know, because really when I came in, and one thing that I was like worried about is like every time you hear about agencies in college football, it's like Miami or something like that, or like something happening. But it's really been nice to learn about all the ways that, you know, an agency is really like a huge benefit for athletes. And, you know, when they make that decision, just the different ways that we're involved in their process, and what we help with. It's just really nice. It's been really nice to learn that side of it too, and kind of be able to relay that to people and just, you know, put out the messaging that they want to put out, and kind of pub, you know, CAA, the football group as a whole, has been really awesome.
Well, I find it fascinating. So I thought it was really interesting. So thank you so much for being on, man. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for making Creative Sports Podcast part of your day. We'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, and suggestions. So pop on over to the sports creative community on Slack and connect with us and your fellow creatives. If you're enjoying this podcast, we'd love it if you shared it with a friend or a coworker, and leave us a 5-star rating so other people will be able to find us as well. And don't forget to subscribe so that you're the first person to catch each new episode. Remember, the world needs your voice, so keep creating.